Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of our listeners. I'm Lauren Nofel, chief blogger on Working Smarter Cafe, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Marin Mahirajan, who is a senior program analyst at Montgomery County Government, Ohio. Marin has been working at Montgomery County for a little over 3 years now, and I'm pleased to have this opportunity to share his insight with our listeners about how self-discovery, self-service, how those things have played a tremendous role in forging his career, and ultimately how they led to earning the title of the number one top contributor in the Kronos community. So thank you for joining me, Marin. Could you start off by telling us a little bit about how you got to where you are today and how Kronos fits into that story?
Sure. So I'll start off with my college experience here. So I started attending the University of Dayton in 2012, and I started out with a dual major of computer engineering and electrical engineering. And I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with those, which is why I did the dual major. So it gave me plenty of options to figure out what I wanted to do for a career. Eventually, though, I decided I cared a lot more about IT, and that really started with my first programming class. So after that, I really tried to get an IT job, and I must have applied to over 100 different places. And I got some interviews here and there, but no one gave me a job offer. But then towards the end of my sophomore year, so 2013 now, going towards 2014, I get a call from Montgomery County, Ohio, for a Kronos internship position. I had no idea what Kronos was. I tried to look up information about the job. All I could find was information about some Greek god, and I knew that wasn't right. So I was completely new. I had no experience with IT. I had no experience with Kronos. So I was starting out completely fresh. And they interviewed me, and I got the job. And so I started in September of 2014.
So I also began my career with a Kronos internship. I started off here during the summer before my senior year in college, and eventually that turned into a full-time position, so I can certainly understand how valuable internships can be in terms of setting up young professionals to successful starts to our careers. Could you expand on your internship at Montgomery County and share with us the different roles you've had there? I know that you've had a few since you first started.
Yeah, so when I first started my internship, since I knew nothing, the person that hired me, Virginia Avery, started me off with something small. She would teach me a very basic skill, and then any time that issue came up, I would be the one to handle that. So the very first thing I did was learn how to reset a password in Kronos. So whenever someone would call our Kronos help desk, I would be the one to reset their password. Then I started to learn some more things. We were on Workforce Central 6.3, so we had Java problems up the wazoo. And so people call all the time saying, my Kronos isn't working, my page is blank or something like that. And it would almost always be a Java issue. So Virginia would be like, go to their desk and help them out. So I learned how to troubleshoot Java issues related to Kronos. And so I started to answer all of those calls. And then I started taking on some more Kronos-related calls as well. So she helped me learn how to program pay rules. So when there was a new policy change in the government for how we should pay a certain union, for example, we'd have to make a new pay rule. So I would help Virginia program that new pay rule. I would make it in our test environment. She'd review it, and then we'd give it to the user. And that kept going for about a year, actually, when we decided to upgrade to Workforce Central 7. And she let me be the co-lead on that. And I learned a lot about how the Kronos environment works. She sent me to a bunch of classes, like upgrading to Workforce Central 7, which was an amazing class. And those classes are offered by Kronos. I really can't stress enough how much I learned in those. They really are great. And I started just learning more and more until eventually Virginia would let me handle almost every single call that we got. So I just slowly built up my skill set by just being thrown in there and experimenting and playing around, figuring out why does this drop down fill with this list? How can I change that list? Things like that. then eventually they offered me a full-time position. I was working full-time as a resident assistant, and I was taking a full course load, and I was working as the Kronos intern as a part-time intern, and they didn't have enough staff to handle this help desk and to program all these payrolls and accrual profiles that kept coming in. It was just Virginia and myself. So they wanted to hire me full-time so that way they could get Virginia more help. And that was in about March of 2016. And I decided to take up the offer because, I mean, school is expensive. I took the Kronos IT Analyst 2 position. And I worked there for a few months until our person that programmed our Kronos interfaces and handled our Kronos servers on premises retired, Scott Smith. And when he retired, I got hired for his position. So I started programming our interfaces, supporting our clocks, and managing our database and our application servers. So I got hired as a senior programmer analyst in August of 2016. And so that is a very small time frame from intern to senior programmer analyst. Mm. But what really helped me there was people supporting me and being willing to answer the hundreds of questions I had. I had no idea what I was doing, but I was never afraid to ask how to do something. So that eagerness to learn definitely helped me grow quickly. And in every position that I've had, I've never been able to do everything. There's always been something that has stumped me, but I never gave up on it, and that's what really helped me learn and remember it the next time that happens, so that way the next time I know the answer just like that. And documentation really helps with that as well. I have a few gigs on my PC just on how-tos, how to fix this error, what do you do when you see a just blank white screen when you log into Kronos, things like that. So that is my little progression there. And Scott Smith, Virginia Avery, they were really mentors to me. And I was able to ask them a lot of questions, but they didn't know everything either. So I had to tinker with the system, play around, figure out what worked, how did things work, things like that. And, of course, every single time we put in a case with KGS, I would ask them a bunch of questions as well, try to just learn everything from everyone. That's a bit about my experience.
And all the work you've done with Kronos at Montgomery County has really positioned you as a great resource for other Kronos customers. I mentioned before that you're currently the top contributor in the Kronos community, and you've posted 5,388 comments responding to other people's questions, which is absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for your contributions there. Can you tell us about what motivates you to be so active in community?
Sure. So one of my biggest drivers, my biggest passions, is building people up and paying things forward. Virginia Avery, Scott Smith, they really mentored me. They helped me grow as a professional and as a person. And I wouldn't be nearly what I am today without those kind of people supporting me. So I want to pay that forward and give other people that opportunity to help them grow, to help them learn. And what's great about the community is I can create a database almost where everyone is asking all these questions and someone is probably already ask the question that you have right now. So you can search for that question and already find an answer for it. And that was one of my main goals for 2017, is just create a ridiculous amount of content so that way it's easy to find questions and answers to those questions. And that's something that I have struggled with finding in other programs I support, like JD Edwards Enterprise One is another program I'm the lead on. And the documentation doesn't even compare to what we've been able to develop in the community.
One of our key company values at Kronos, and it's one that we really take very seriously, is putting our customers first. And the Kronos community is one way that we do that. And quickly, for our listeners who might be unfamiliar, the Kronos community is a place for customers, partners, and Kronos employees to connect, support, and learn from one another through sharing ideas and information online. And you can see the homepage by going to community.kronos.com. Marin, can you speak to how the Kronos community has helped you work smarter and what you like most about it? I know you just briefly touched on it, but if you could expand a little more, that would be great.
Sure. So I still consider myself at the beginning of my career, so I have plenty to still learn. And of course, everyone can always learn something new. And what I like most about the community is being able to discuss in a forum setting with a bunch of experts on Kronos and in IT in general on the issues I'm having and the issues that I expect to have in the future. For example, I am on Workforce Central 8 currently, and every time a service release comes out, there are a group of individuals that are early adopters to that, find all the issues, and then post online the PAR numbers to track that issue and the patches for that. So it really helps to rely on others to do that sort of heavy lifting, that have that resources available to them, to have testing teams to figure out what's coming down the pipeline in terms of issues. And not only that, but it really helps with any sort of project I'm working on. So if I'm told, hey, I need to pull all of the people that are working after 5 p.m. For the last year from the system, Kronos probably doesn't have a report ready-made for you for that. So you have to get kind of creative on how to pull information sometimes. And the fellow customers on the community portal and the Kronos partners as well are very helpful in giving you creative ideas for how to best tackle these situations. And one of my favorite discussions that I have with people is how to use SQL to pull that information from your database. So I've had some amazing conversations with SQL. Now, as for how it's helped me, I also post to groups. So one thing I really wish people would use more are groups that you can sign up for, and then you get notified every single time someone posts in there. So if I have a problem, I can post a comment, but no one will get notified about it. But if I post a comment in a group, then everyone in the group gets notified. So I can sort of network and reach out to a larger group of people to get help, the help I need. Now, as for what I like most about the community, besides the forums I've already talked about, is the community advisory boards. I love being able to give my input and then actually getting feedback from Kronos employees and seeing that the input I gave actually gets implemented. And I think that's a really nice thing to have that I really don't see as much in other programs.
And what would you tell someone who is a newbie to communities and who might feel intimidated about jumping in? What would you recommend is the best way to get started?
So the first thing I would do is after you register, on the homepage, there is a tile called Using Community. This is the FAQ for the website, and not everyone likes to read FAQs, but this one is really good. It's not filled up with a bunch of information that's useless. It has some really good stuff in there. For example, how to join groups, how to submit a case to global support, things like that. It covers the very basics you need to get started, and I can't think of a better way than to just read through that FAQ, honestly. I'm one that hates to go through FAQs usually, but I am a fan of this one.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here with us and sharing your story with our listeners. And to all of our listeners, thanks for joining us, and please join in on the conversation on workingsmartercafe.kronos.com. And if you'd like to connect with Marin, you can, of course, find him in the Kronos community. Thanks for listening.